Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the School of Rock.
How's everybody doing today? How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing pretty good today, Mitchell. Can't complain. What about yourself?
Not so Brad.
Not so Brad.
Do you have a big old exam in about 2.5 hours?
Big accounting one, right?
Big tax exam.
Yeah.
You know, hoping it's not going to swallow me up and chew me up and spit me out.
Well, I'm hoping it's baby food for you.
Give me that Gerber.
Exactly. Well, we'll have a good show for our fans today to kind of brighten up their Tuesday, even though the weather's not that cold yet.
Which it's quite a nice day.
I think it's beautiful out. Still kind of reminiscing over summer, but what can you do?
Yeah, you know, we were watching Jeff's highlight reel from the summer up on the lake, lots of water skiing, surfing, beers.
Can't complain, really.
Sun.
Like, living your best life up north, really.
Living the dream, really.
Orange,
man. Yeah, you know, I'll settle for either.
So, what do we have for our fans today, Mitchell?
Today we got some. I don't know. I would sum them up maybe as like some good sing along tunes from over the years. Some classic radio hits that everybody, you know, lots of people will know the words to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving in the car or up on the highway or whatever, these songs come on, you can't help. A little foot tapper.
That's true.
You know.
I think, yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, Mitch put this playlist together today. He was just on top of things as he's a busy lad. So this playlist is about 90% Mitchell. I only think I kind of threw in one Queen song because I was just at a Queen cover band, which will...
I took Jeff's interest into consideration. This wasn't
It's not a dictatorship, guys.
It wasn't an executive decision.
Yes, Mitch is just busy, so he wanted to get shit done. And I usually like to wing it and play things by ear.
Yeah, so today in the studio, we're going to be doing maybe 3 or 4 songs in a row today. Like I said, got some hefty studying to do, so I'm going to be doing a little review while we play some sweet, sweet tunes. And what are we looking at first, Jeff?
Oh, we're going to go dive into some John Mellencamp.
Little Coog.
Yeah, John Cougar.
Cougar.
He's actually got some good songs. Like, you'll right. Everyone will recognize this one. But, yeah, little Bob Seger, ELO, Clapton. Like, just all the oldies are really kind of mixed in on here. So, without further ado, we'll stop teasing our fans.
Let's get to it.
All right. Enjoy. That was 4 in a row. I think that's the first time we've done that.
Pretty solid 4. Yeah, you know, like we're just taking that, trying to be efficient here.
Because you've
bringing a lot of music for the hour.
Good point.
You know, I'm reviewing a few notes.
Yeah, because you've got your accounting thing, when? What time?
5:30.
Okay. Yeah, busy week. Is that all you have going on this week?
And then I got a group report due by the end of the week, but that shouldn't be too bad. Working with a couple studs, Mark Gubbles and Ray on Con. I'm sure you've heard of them.
I don't think I've ever heard the name Mark Gubbles and the word stud in the same sentence before, but you know what? I like it. Great lads.
There's a first for everything.
Yeah, there's a first for everything. But I'm busy too. I got midterm Thursday and paper due Thursday.
Yikes.
Busy, busy, Mitch. Busy, busy.
Busy, busy.
But I was just telling Mitch, I think my favorite song by ELO, Electric Light
Orchestra,
is Evil Woman.
Yeah, and I'd probably have to agree. I don't know. It's just got that freaking ring to it.
You said your cousin saw them live, right?
Yeah, and I don't know what the instrument is. When he says Evil Woman in the chorus, he goes
ba-na-na-na-na-na.
I don't know if it's keyboard or if it's guitar. It could be. I think it might be guitar, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. Like,
it's got a strange effect on it, and I like it.
It could be keyboard. Or just some sort of pedal on the guitar that just does that.
Yeah,
it could be keyboard because you can program a lot of different songs into them, right?
For just a tunes. Freaking good song. But like I said, my cousin went. He went to their concert in the summer with his younger brother. I think I talked about this last show or one of our earlier shows though. But they had a wicked, wicked show. Crowd was a lot older, so it was a little more chill. But the music was top notch. So
I feel like that's like when you go to see any old rock group these days. Like, I went to see a Queen cover band called Queen Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
And there was just like a bunch of moms.
Yeah.
Just dancing away in the back.
I think it's also a little bit, like, if you look at their concerts that they do in England and overseas, like, the demographic's a lot, not even necessarily younger, but, like, way more rowdy.
Okay.
Like, they're a British band.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Like, maybe the Brits just know how to...
Maybe like, you know, rap, hip-hop, and all those other music genres are just more popular in North America, but maybe in
the UK? I don't know. I don't think that's fair to say.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think it's pretty widespread.
Which is speculating. Speculating.
But, you know, okay, so what we're looking at next is, you know, like some California rock by the Joker.
Yeah.
Steve Miller himself.
Fair enough. Oh, we got a number of good songs coming up next. Yeah. We'll do another four in a row for you, because like we said, we got work to do. But a little Supertramp coming down the line. Like it.
Yeah.
Jackson Brown.
Mixing in some Jackson Brown.
I haven't played that in a long time, but...
He's good, though, man.
Our buddy Garrett, like Barbudo.
Yeah.
Always preached Jackson Brown and...
Buttman.
And who else? Jackson Brown and, Bob Seger.
Yeah, well, yeah, love Bob studs. Seger. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and so Bob, we played a song by Bob Seger, and we'll get to the music in a second, but he was actually a stud. Like, the man rode around the States on a motorcycle.
Love it.
With a guitar strapped to his back, and he would just play shows on the road like that. That's what he did. That was his thing, and that was, you know, that's how he got big, and so that's pretty sick.
Like, I think his most well-known song everyone would know would be, what, Night Moves?
But, yeah.
There's a couple more gems on, like, his greatest hits album.
Like a Rock is Hollywood so
Nights.
Good.
Yeah,
Hollywood
yeah.
Nights.
Main Street's good.
Yeah, there's...
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
But should we dive into some tunes now, Mitchell, or what?
Yeah, so we got Steve Miller, Hootie and the Blowfish, Supertramp, and Jackson Brown coming up for you, so hope you guys enjoy. Well, ladies and gents, we are back, and that was Jackson Brown you just heard, Running on Empty. That's a favorite of mine, and it's also a favorite of, you know, the Arkells?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I've seen them 5 times so far, and they've played that song, like, mixed
five
in with their
times.
Other one. Yeah, yeah, I'm big fan.
Nice, okay.
But they play that song, and they mix it in with their own set and, like, combine it with one of their songs, so it's really cool when they do it live. But, yeah, they love the you know, Running on Empty by JB.
I feel like that's probably one of my favorite songs by them, easily.
It's just, like, it's fun. Like, it's just, like, a good, upbeat tune.
It kind of reminds me of...
Well, it's one guy, but...
Yeah, but, like, it kind of reminds me of... like, they sound like the Cars a little bit when it's Just When I Need It. I don't know why. It's
really?
Like, their voices are kind of similar. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to listen to them again. But you might not
perhaps,
see it,
perhaps.
I don't know
if I hear that.
Maybe
much,
I've just been listening to the Cars lately. But anywho, some great couple of tunes we just listened to.
Yeah. Well, and you know Darius Rucker, right?
Of course.
He is Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, so that I didn't know.
Yeah, that's his band, Hootie and the Blowfish.
That is a funny name.
Darius Rucker. Yeah, we were just talking about how funny the name Hootie and the Blowfish is.
I'm on Spotify right now, and I want to get some more info on these guys, but I'll have to do some digging when I get home.
Yeah, yeah, do some homework.
Job of a Radio Laureate DJ for sure. Keep learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we'll play a few good tunes up next. A little CCR, which I always am game for, which kind of, I feel, honestly, man, every single...
Oh, I have a good CCR story for after the fact, yeah.
Hold up. Every single, I feel like, Vietnam, like, war movie, there's always CCR playing. Of course, like...
Fortunate Son's, like, the, you know, the big one to kind of come out of that era, like the 70s, you know?
But, like, Platoon as well.
A lot of good music kind of came out of that. I mean, horrible, historic, you know, war and disaster, but a lot of good music, so that's a plus.
Can't really complain there.
But, sorry, I'm just getting my notes in order here.
No problem. We're doing a lot of work in the studio here, guys.
So we've got Canadian band coming up next. I'm sure you've heard a couple of their songs. Definitely, you know, Taking Care of Business is a big one of theirs. And one of them, he had a pretty good solo career too, Randy Bachman. So, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Then we got some Queen, a couple songs down.
Yeah.
Recently saw them at First Hamilton Place. Have you been there?
Saw Queen.
Sorry, the cover band. Queen cover band, my bad. It's called, speaking about it earlier in the show, Queen Extravaganza.
Yeah.
But honestly, not a bad cover band. I was hoping the lead singer was going to come out, like, kind of imitating Freddie a little bit in terms of, like, the way he walked, like, moved.
Yeah.
But he didn't really do that at all. So, like,
I don't know, but do you want... I guess there's a fine line between, like, trying to recreate the persona and performance and, like, the whole thing around, like, the lead singer voice and personality.
Of course.
So it's like, do you want them to try to replicate that and then maybe not do it justice because nobody will ever be the same?
Oh, for sure. And I'm not debating that, but I think if I was...
Would you have preferred if they tried to, like, make it a more extravagant performance? I would have preferred, like,
three out of the, I think, five guys were kind of dressed up.
In similar fashion?
In similar fashion. Yeah. Like, the lead guitarist had, like, the same...
Yeah. What was his name in Queen?
Roger Taylor.
It's Brian something. I don't know. There's kind of brutal.
Oh, I was just looking into this. Oh, well. Yeah,
we'll find it for you after.
Yeah, we'll dive into some tunes, guys. Here we go. Enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the School of Rock.
Yeah, that was a little King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight.
That's always a nice song to listen to. It's very pleasant.
I know.
Right? Relaxing.
Not too hardcore, just like chill. That's how I feel about Steve Miller Band. You know, I can kind of throw them on any time of the day and just relax.
They also have some pretty big fire tunes, right? Steve Miller Band, like Jet Airliner.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of my favorites on there.
Jungle Love is probably my favorite.
Yeah. That's a good tune.
But, yeah, so we had a little CCR before that, and I said I had a nice little story about CCR, and not really about the band themselves, but the music. And when I was away, when I was overseas on exchange, we had a few buddies come visit us, and they stayed with us for a week in our town, San Sebastian in Spain. And then they were heading off to Barcelona after, and so we just said, we'll tag along.
Mm-hmm.
And so we rented a car, and it was five of us, five guys, and did this, you know, kind of eight-hour-long road trip, and it was super fun. So we started off the car ride with CCR, and the first song we played was Looking Out My Back Door. You know that one?
Looking out my back door.
And that's it's a great song. It's literally about tripping on drugs and sitting on his porch in the yard just staring out. But great song. And so the second night, we kind of went out on the town and ended up at this bar called Obama. And it was like an English-American pub. And we were with the five of us, you know, five Canadian guys, another girl from Laurier, and two Spanish ladies from Madrid. So we all went out and went into this bar with the intention of having, like, a beer just to kind of see where we'd go. And so we saw this band warming up, and we're like, okay, this is pretty cool. Sat up on the top balcony, and one of the girls said, oh, they're playing, like, you know, they're playing country rock music tonight. And so all of us were super fired up because it's, like, what we listen to.
Yep.
So then they started playing. You know, the warm-up sounded good. And the first song they played, like, an acoustic riff opened up, and it kind of sounded like Looking Out My Back Door. So we all kind of perked up for a second, and the song didn't turn out to be that. So I said, that would have been a crazy coincidence. And then the second song they played, sure enough, opened with the guitar riff, the bow, 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 and... like, we just went crazy and didn't leave the bar, went downstairs, took a front row seat in front of this three-piece band, acoustic guitar, keys, and female vocalist and percussion. And these guys were unbelievable. Spanish musicians, they were playing everything from, you know, CCR to Johnny Cash to the Eagles. I don't know what else they played. They played, like, Bob Dylan. It was amazing. And these guys were so good. And we were so fired up. And sorry, I'm talking a lot,
no,
Jeff.
No, go for it, go for it.
One of the girls leaned over and said, I don't think they've ever had a crowd like this before. Just because it's in Barcelona. It wasn't a huge crowd. No, okay. It wasn't in Barcelona. Or it was in Barcelona. But we're just huge fans of that kind of music. So we're having the best time ever. And so we're getting even more rowdy. They're performing. They're obviously performers, but they're putting on a show for us and stuff too. By the end of the show, the guy, Buddy, has his guitar behind his head playing the song. The dude on the keyboards has his foot up on the keys, and
so they're just loving life,
slashing away on the keyboard. Yeah, it was phenomenal. We got to chat with the band afterwards, and it was a crazy, crazy night, and it was amazing.
I feel like all good nights like that, Mitch, like when you opened up and said, you know, we only had the intentions of going to the bar for a beer.
Yeah, it was very, like, it was impromptu. Night, like, it just was
sounds
spontaneous.
Like, starts with
it was,
that, right?
Yeah.
But I love bands that, like, give it 110%. Like, some big names who, like, you know, they know they're the shit. And performing in front of thousands of people, like, I don't know, when I see the Arkells, they give it 110% every time.
Absolutely.
I think I've seen them three times. But some bands, just like, they don't give a shit. So it is nice, I guess, refreshing.
To give the effort in live performances and, like, just... You can see that they're super passionate about this.
Especially after a long road trip of 8 hours.
Yeah, it was...
How many guys in the backseat or in total in the car?
It was 5 in the car, so we were full.
Like some small car or what?
I think it was like an Audi A2 or something like that.
That would have been a funny a funny photo.
It was red, too.
Just
it was bright red.
Five lads, big
lads. It was
lads.
Jokes. It was, yeah, just driving through the mountains and stuff. Is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was good.
Jesus. That's a great story. Really
good. Yeah, one of my favorite
that.
Ones. What do we have to finish off the show, Jeff?
We have Queen, Somebody to Love, always a good one.
And we'll do that to round out the show?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds pretty good.
All right, guys.
Last song of the day, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And we will be with you next week, same time, 3 o'clock on the Tuesday.
Yeah, look forward to it.
We're going
to
leave you with some Freddie Mercury and Brian May. That's the name of the guitarist, Brian May.
Ah, there we go. Well, enjoy, ladies and gentlemen.